Bochim Haboyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the podcast HaChazek B'Musar, Authentic Insights into Authentic Classical Musar Svarim, episode number 3 in the Shari Tshuva. And this is the third shiur in the Shari Tshuva itself. As I said, there was an introduction, which is important, you should listen to, but the shiurim are going to be numbered according to the Shari Tshuva itself. So let's begin right away. Gimel. V'loyim matzei, it will not be found, ichor ha-tshuva, procrastination of tshuva, zulosi only, ba'amei ha'aretz, among ignorami, idiots, as to say. Asher heim hozim shochvim, they lie in bed, as to say, and they are really delusioned. Hozim over here is a very difficult word to translate. It means detached from reality, and dreamers. They lie in bed and they don't. He's not talking about someone who's literally lying in bed, but they lie around. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They're lazy. They procrastinate, and they are delusioned. They are not in touch with reality. And reality is that if a person procrastinates in tshuva, that is considered rebelling against Hashem, etc., as we saw in the previous episode. So these people are the type of people that put off tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah is calling these people an Ama Aretz. That is a very, very strong negative term. And I heard once a very big Talmud Chacham say that if a Ben Torah would run into Rabbi Kiva Eiger, let's say, or he'd run into the Grah, or the Bris Grah, or the Chazon Ish, and they would call him an Am Haaretz, he would be very, very disturbed by that. It could shake him up, and really make him depressed. And the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that somebody that puts on tshuva is an Am Haaretz, because Talmid Chachamim don't do that, as he will explain immediately. So if a person puts off, procrastinates about doing tshuva, he belongs to the reference group of disillusioned ignorami. V'lo yashivu al libam, this group does not put it to their heart to do the right thing and run away to a safe haven, as he said before, and do tshuva. V'lo das, v'lo tuna them, they don't have knowledge and understanding, l'maher, to hurry up, l'himole, to escape, al nafsham, would escape for their soul. They have to hurry up and run away. And they don't think about this. They don't contemplate what's going on. These people are detached from reality. And now there's another worse group of people is going to explain. Leyesh mehem, nidochim me'al Hashem Baruch Hu. Some of them are pushed away. They have pushed themselves away. They are alienated, as to say, they are far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Lo yaminu lo'inish achet. And they really don't believe deep down that there's going to be retribution, oinish, for their chatoyim. And that's why they're not really hurrying up and doing tshuva, because deep down they really don't believe that they're going to have to answer for their sins and for their averis. And so why hurry up? What's the big deal? Yeah, Yom Kippur, everybody does tshuva. But on a daily basis, they're not thinking about this because deep down they don't believe that a person gets punished for doing wrong things. Well, and now he's going to bring a very, very important Gemara that is going to prove everything he has just said. V'omuzal, and Chazal say in Bracha stuff, Yud Tes Siman Aleph, if you saw a Talmud Chacham she'avar avera b'layla that has done an avera at night, is to say, al tahar acho abiyom, don't think negatively about him during the day, the next day. Ki be'emes, he certainly, for sure, osa tshuva. So we see over here that a Talmud Chacham, if people make mistakes, happens, everybody's human, but he doesn't wait around leaving the tshuva, the avera, to get malignant. And he immediately, the next morning, you can know he has done tshuva. That is part of the definition of a Talmud Chacham. And the reason it is that way, isn't a Talmud Chacham just somebody who's learned? No. A person who's learned has the potential to be a Talmud Chacham, But a real Talmid Chacham is somebody that lives and acts and is an exemplification of what he has learned. And since everything in Torah is about Yir Shamayim and doing the right thing, we know that an authentic Talmid Chacham, if he has done something wrong, he is immediately going to do tshuva. And the next morning, right after the previous night when he did that wrong thing, you cannot think anything negative about him. He has already done tshuva. So that tells us what a Talmud Chacham is, and that now fits in that who puts off doing tshuva? What is the opposite of a Talmud Chacham? Amaratzim, hoizim shoichvim. They're like, well, I don't know. They make themselves stupid. They make themselves into idiots. And a person who makes himself into an idiot and makes himself detached from reality is going to have to pay a very heavy price. So everybody should be inform themselves and become a Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim and do tshuva immediately. Thank you. Have a good day.